Reading from Chaitanya Bhagavat, chapter 22 of Madhya Lila, text 56. There's some discussion of Vrindavanas Thakur about offenses. Vihadnarmaniyaje sujana nindakare janmi janmi se papishta daiva doshe mare. Sinful people who ignore this fact about offending devotees, and a blasphemy devotee suffer the punishment of providence, birth after birth. Anjara kidhaya gora singhara janani janani tanhare yo vaishnava parara karigani. What to speak of others, even the mother of Gora Singha was not exempt from being considered an offender of Vaishnava. Those most sinful offenders who display the audacity to blaspheme Vaishnavas are totally destroyed by the wrath of providence of God. When Vaishnava aparad is displayed, its formidable process in Sachi Devi, who is the fortunate mother of Gaurasundara, then if it can happen, can affect her, then what to speak of others? Vastuvichari te seha aparara nahi tatapi aparara kari prabhunt kahi. Actually, it was not an offense, yet Mahabhu treated it as an offense. Vastuvichar. If we examine, vichar means to consider the vastu, consider the actual essence or substance of what she did, was not very offensive. So now he mentions what that offense was, which was pretty minor. And if this is an offense, then we may think seriously about what we say about Vaishnavas. Now he tells what, because that's why he says vastu vichar aparad nahi. If you actually vichar, if you consider the essence of vastu, the substance of what actually happened or what went down, you can say, what transpired between Advaitacharya and Mother Shachi, it was not an aparad. But the Lord wanted to use his mother as an example for teaching us. So now this quote-unquote offense is mentioned here. Ihare Advaita Nam Kene Loka Goshe Dvaita Balilena Ai Kona Asantoshe. Why do people call him Advaita? And what displeasure prompted Mother Shachi to call him Dvaita? Because what had happened, of course it goes on to explain what happened, but just to give a preview of what's about to happen, is that her eldest son, Vishwarup, who at this juncture the story and the Leela of Chaitanya or Nimai Pandit had left home, had left Shashimata and Jagannath Mishra to take sannyas. And of course the effect of that was that Jagannath Mishra left his body. I believe so. And then Nimai Pandit was kind of looked after by Chandrasekhar, the next door neighbor, who was an elderly respected Brahmin. And now her son, Nimai Pandit, was rumored that he was sometimes going to Advaita to hear some Hari Gita and some Bhagavad Gita from Advaita. So Advaita's name means, Advaita means non-dual, no duality. And Mother Sachi, just in passing, said, what is this? He's Dvaita. There's some duality in him. He's separating. He's not bringing everything together. He's separating things. He's Dvaita. He's not Advaita. He's Dvaita. There's some difference there. Because my son is going to him now. He's got a different mind and left his family. So now Vrindavanas Thakur describes the topic. Sekata kaheshuna hae savadhan prasange kahiya visharupera akyan. Listen carefully, I'll tell the visharup akyan. Akyan, the topics of Avishrup. I'll tell that story, how it all happened. In other words, what's the background to the so-called offense or aparad of Mother Shachi, for which Sachinandan would not bestow prema upon her until she got forgiven from that offense by touching the foot dust of Advaita when he was lost in a swoon of ecstasy, which we heard. Now it's kind of a flashback. We already heard after the fact. The offense was made, the offense was forgiven, and now we're going, the story is presented this way, the flashback. Well, when did it happen? And it goes back 10 years in the movie or something. Prabhura Agraja Vishrupa Mahashai Bhuvana Durla Rupa Mahatejamai. Vishrupa Mahashai was Lord Chaitanya's elder brother. He had a greatly effulgent form, which was unique within this world. Mahatejamaya. Bhuvana Durlava Rupa. Bhuvana means Omburbhavasva. In this whole world, Durlab means very, very, very rare. Very hard to gain, hard to find such a form. It was so effulgent, Mahatej, very effulgent. We're hearing the glories of the eldest son of Shachimata. Sarvashastri Visharad Paramash Sudhir Nityananda Sarupere Abeda Sharir. He was Shastri Visharad. Sarvashastra Visharad Paramasudhir. He was very sober. He was non-different from Nityananda Sarup. Tana Vyakya Bhuje Hina Nahi Navadvipe Shishubhave Take Prabhu Balaga Samipe. No one in Navadvipa was able to understand the explanations of Visharup. Yet he remained in the mood of a child and kept company with young boys. Which sounds like Nityananda. Shishu Bhav. Shishu Kumar Agarwal. Shishu means child, young boy. It says, Prabhu Balaka Samipe. Like we had that type of mukti, Samipya Mukti. You must have heard. Tsilokya Mukti, Samipya. Samipya Mukti means to live in the association of Lord Vishnu, to attain his association on his planet. Tsilokya means you go to Vaikuntha, but you don't have his association, you're just there. Like we're living on the planet of the Prime Minister, but we don't have his association. I may ask Pramati Radhi. So Visharup, these are his characteristics. You know, Shishubhav. He had the mood of a child, although he was Sarvashastra Visharad. He was expert in all the Shastras. And he gave such explanations when he spoke on Shastra and Navadvipa among the Pandits and other Brahmins of the community that they couldn't understand it. Bhuje Hena Nahi. No one in Navadvipa can understand the depth of his explanations. Extremely erudite, eloquent, mature scholar of the Shastras. Sarva Shastra Visharad. It means all the Shastras. He was a Visharad, Sangeet Visharad. So on one side, he's such an adult and he's so mature and so educated, but then what does he do? He has a Shishubhav. He has the mood of a child and he's always hanging around with young kids. Balak Samipya. Samipe. He said like Samipya Mukti goes live in Vaikuntha Association of the Lord. No learned scholar of Navadvipa could understand Vishrup's explanations. But yet he was always situated in the mood of a child and playing with 3 years old. Balak means 3-4 year old kids. Egdin Sabhaya Chalila Mishravar. Bache Vishrupa Putra Paramasundar. One day Jagannath Mishra went to an assembly of scholars, Egdin Sabha. Mishras, all kinds of Mishras and scholars. His handsome son, Vishwarup, followed behind him. I mean, that's it. The English doesn't quite match the Bengali or Sanskrit. Paramasundar. He was handsome. That was a good handsome guy. Paramasundar, he's like, Sundar, first of all, means beautiful. And then Parama means like out of this world beauty, otherworldly beauty, extraordinary beauty. Bhattacharya Sabhaya Chalila Jagannath Vishrupa Deki Bharat Kotuka Sabata. When Jagannath entered the assembly of Bhattacharyas and highly advanced brahmanas, Everyone there became pleased on seeing Vishwarup, Vishudeki, Bharokotuka, the Sabha. The whole assembly of Brahmins, as soon as they saw him, Deki, Vishwarup, they became Bharokotuka, Kotuka, extremely pleased just to see him. Nityananda Rupa Prabhu Paramasundar Harilena Sarva Chitta Sarva Shakti Dhar. His eternally blissful form, Nityananda Rup, not Nityananda, although he's considered not different from Nityananda, but this is an adjective to describe his physical qualities. His eternally blissful form was most enchanting. He attracted the hearts of everyone, for he possesses all potencies. Sarvachitta, everyone's heart and mind was captivated. Sarvashakti Dhar, he was holding and in possession of all the different potencies. Ekabhattacharya, and he's just a young son. Ekabhattacharya bale kipara chalyala. Vishrupa bale kichu kichu sabhakara. One Bhattacharya asked, "Oh child, what are you studying?" Vishrupa said, "Kichu kichu sabhakara. I know a little bit of every." He said, "Kichu kichu sabha." Like sarva, sarva means. I know, kara means I know what I've done. Kichu kichu, I know a little bit about everything. So then the purport by Siddhanta Saraswati. The scholar asked, "Oh child, how far have you progressed in the field of education?" Vishrupa said, I've studied something from all scriptures." As a result of this, his father Jagannath became disturbed and chastised the child Vishwarupa. That's what fathers do. Shishu gyane keha kichu nabalila ara mishrapai lena duka shuni ahankar. As Brahmins are not supposed to have hankar. Considering him a child, shishu gyan, no one spoke further. But Jagannath Mishra was distressed on hearing his son's arrogant reply. Father was unhappy because he was seeing his son's hankar. Whereas nowadays in modern society, if the father sees his son is really proud and puffed up, he says, "Oh, I have a good son. I've raised a very good son." He's another puffed up materialist like his father. But in a Brahmin Sabha, a Brahmin Vaishnav Sabha, this is not one of the qualities of a true Brahmin, is false pride. Trinadapi is supposed to be humble. And maybe have so much learned, decorated with so many, ornamented with so much learning and vast erudition. But still, he said, "I know a little of everything." I guess it's the way he said it. I made it sound differently, but he, kishu kishu. "I know. So what have you studied?" In other words, the answer that his father would like to hear is his child. He's just a child. He's a shishu. Shishu gyan. He's just a young boy. He expected his son to say something. "Oh, I've studied the first level of Vyakaran, and I haven't started Naya yet." Or something like, there's a progression. There's Vyakaran, and then there's Kavi, and then Naya. There's different subjects in Sanskrit. Logic, then poetry, then sahitya, literature. It starts with grammar, Vyakaran, which you have to study for 12 years to master the grammar. So they figured he's only 5, 6, 7 years old. So he would say, "I've studied a little tiny bit of Vyakaran, grammar." Because what more? So that's what he said, "I know a little of everything." Means I know a little Kavi and sahitya and everything that could be taught in the Sanskrit told. His father, this guy is really puffed up. And then when the assembled Brahmins, seeing him such a young child, they just thought he was being kind of smart, funny, and they thought, "Oh, he's shishugyan. What can he know? What can a little child know?" So didn't pay much attention. Nija karya kari mishra chalilena ghar patte vishurupera marila ekachara. After finishing his business, Jagannath Mishra departed for home. On the way, he slapped Vishwarupa. spare the rod and spoil the child. Even God gets a slap. Vishrupa is obviously tattva of Bhagavan, but he's not different from Nityananda. So Chaitanya Mishra gave us, this is Vatsalya Bhav. Mother Yashoda gives a slap to Krishna also. Mother Sachi gives a slap to Gauranga. And he's throwing okada seeds in the girl's hair in the back of the Yamuna. Sticky burrs. These burrs, you throw them, and there's some sticker seeds, they stick on your clothes, they don't get off. If you have like wool sweater, it takes forever to get them off. So a lady's hair is like some wool sweater or something. So when they were bathing, and they came out from bathing, he would pick these little sticky burrs off the bushes on the banks of the Ganga and then throw them into the girl's hair. They had to pull out, and their tangled hair, they had to pull half of it off their head. There's nothing more dear to a woman than their hair, and especially a Bengali Brahmini with their long black hair. They're extremely distressed by the antics of the prankster Nimai. Needless to say, they complained heavily to Mother Shachi. And she gave him a crack. Nimai Pandit ki. So Vishrupa also got a slap from his father and a few strong words. Ye punti bhadish beta tahana balia ki bola balili tui sabamaje gya. Listen, beta. Hey, beta. Son, rather than telling what you were studying, why did you speak like that in the assembly? He could have said kichu kichu vyakaran. Kishu kishu, everything. I know a little everything. Everybody's saying, oh, this is a good joke. A 5-year-old kid knows, how's it possible? Tomare tasabhara haila murka gyan. Amare odile laja kari apaman. Beta, Vishwarup. Everyone in that sabha, Vaishnava sabha, they considered you a fool. Murk. And your arrogance has embarrassed me. So, as always, parents are very much concerned with their prestige. So the sons and daughters have to act and behave in such a way to preserve the prestige of the children, even to the extent of marrying someone they don't want to marry. It's arranged marriage. It goes to that extent. Oh, my father wants this, and he likes the guy. Well, okay. So that's how far they go to please and maintain the prestige of their parents. Everyone considered you a fool, murka gyan, apaman, and even embarrassing. Vrindavan Das Thakur says, Parama Undhara Jagannatha Mahabhag Gharegela Putrere Kariya Bhararag. The most fortunate and greatly magnanimous Jagannath Mishra returned home after exhibiting great anger on his son. That's interesting. He didn't slap him at home. And if he slapped the son in front of the mother, then the mother will make a big scene. What are you doing hitting my son? My son, not the son. The mother thinks the son is my son, and the father thinks the son is my son, and both think they have proprietary rights over the one son, which is actually their son. So the mother never thinks, why are you hitting the son? Or why are you hitting our son? Why are you hitting my son? And the husband will say, he's my son also. Isn't it? This is the Bhav. There's only one, but two people are possessing one object, entity. So Jagannath Mishra is very diplomatic. In the public, when no one, that's what they say in management, they say, chastise in private, praise in public. So this works also in household settings. You want to pull the ears of your son, do it when your wife is not around. Because she's too much karuna, and she'll run to his aid. Oh, my boy, what are you doing? Stop, you fool. Just a child. No, you don't know what he did. I don't care what he did. He's innocent. Nonsense. Ciao. I'm not cooking for you. Then Jagannath has to go to his brother's house for dinner that night. Puna Vishwarupa se sava maje gya Bhattacharya sava prati balena hasya. Meanwhile, Vishwarupa returned to the assembly and spoke to the Bhattacharyas with a smile on his face. This is very interesting. Just imagine this in a movie. It looks so far out. He walks in, Paramasundara, he walks in behind his father and he speaks like that. And then his father leaves that place, all those assembled Brahmins and Bhattacharyas, and slaps him on the road, and then returns to his home. And then Vishwam doubles back, goes and re-enters the assembly with a big smile on his face. So it's going to be something interesting. Now what's going to happen? Tomarat, tomarat amare jigyasa nakarila bapare stanite ama shasti karaila. None of you asked me any questions. Consequently, I was punished by my father. Jigyasa karite jaha karolaya man sabe meli taha jignasaha amastan. Now listen. All of you Bhattacharyas get together and ask me whatever you want. It's pretty interesting, right? It's a bunch of grown men are all pundits and gurus and acharyas and writers of books and professors in their own Sanskrit tolls. There's a 7-year-old kid challenging them all. Like Nimai Pandit and his older brother sound like pretty similar. Their arrogance. Nimai Pandit was also arrogant and also completely learned in all the scriptures, because Krishna and Balaram appearing as Nimai and Vishwarup. This Vishwarup is one aspect or one form we can say of Nityananda. Hasi bali eka bhattacharya shuna shishu aji jay padile taha vakanaha kichu. One bhattacharya Brahman smiled at Vishwarup and said, Shuna Shishu, listen child, explain something about what you have studied today in your toll. Vakanai Sutra Vishwarupa Bhagavan Sabara Chittete Vyakya Haila Praman. As Lord Vishwarupa began to explain some Sanskrit sutras that he had learned that day in the toll, his explanation struck everyone as completely conclusive. The most powerful proof, praman. Sabe balena sutra bala vakanila. Prabhupada, bandayun kichuna bujira. They explained, Bala, you've explained the sutras very nicely, vaka. Vishwarupa replied, I have deceived you. You have not understood anything. And Vrindavanas Thakur says, a very interesting twist in this pastime. From a slap to a standing ovation. His father gives him a slap and the assembled Bhattacharyas give him a standing ovation for his erudition. Vishwarup ki jai. Jata vakanila sabha karila kandhan. Vismayav sabara chite haila takan. When Vishwarup then refuted whatever he had already established in front of the Brahmins, everyone's heart was struck with wonder. Vismay Savara Chitta. Vismay Chitta. Their hearts were totally bewildered. Everyone, Sabha. Sab Bhattacharyas. And this is exactly one of the practices that Nimai Pandit would do. He would establish an argument with his students. Say, all right, can you defeat this? He said, no, it's impossible. All right, now I'll defeat it and show the other side. Emate tinabhar karila kandan punase tinabhar karila stapan. In this way, Vishwarup refuted and then reestablished the explanations 3 times in 3 different ways. Purport. After being chastised by his father, Jagannath Mishra, Vishwarup returned to the assembly of scholars and Bhattacharyas. When he was questioned by the scholars, he began to explain the Vedanta Sutras. Well, he wasn't. I was saying he was explaining some Sanskrit sutras from the grammar, but actually he was explaining the Shastras. Because we heard earlier in the description of Vishwarupa, it said Sarva Shastra. What it says something. He knew all the Shastras. Sarva Shastra. Sarva Shastra Visharad. That's not only, he's not just studying Sanskrit, he's studying all the Shastras also. Sarva Shastra Visharad Parama Sudhira. So he knew all the Shastras, which means he knew the Shrutis and Smritis and everything. He's a walking encyclopedia at the age of 7. So he knew the Vedanta Sutra, which even the greatest scholars who study Sanskrit and spend their whole life poring over the sutras can understand even one meaning. He gave 3 different ones. And this my chitta, they're totally, what is this? What are we seeing? What are we hearing? After he gave the audience great satisfaction by his explanations, he then refuted all his explanations. And after he then reestablished his refuted explanations, he again refuted those. He's really dancing circles around these Bhattacharyas. Paramas Subhudikari Sabe Vakanila Vishnumaya Mohekeya Tattva Najanila. Vishrup explained everything in a most intellectual way, Parama Subhudi. But by the influence of the illusory energy of Vishnu, Vishnumaya Moha, no one could understand anything he said. Purport. Vishrup is directly the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, being bewildered by the illusory energy of Vishnu, the scholars could not understand anything about the science of the Absolute Truth. Since bhakti, the eternal propensity of the soul, had not awakened in them, they were ineligible to understand those explanations. This did not surprise Sankarshan Prabhu. Vishrup is Sankarshan. Sankarshan is Balaram. And Balaram is Nityananda. Hena Matte, that's why it said when later in other narrations, when Nimai Pandit or Sri Krishna Chaitanya travels throughout India looking for his brother, they say, oh, we heard that he went to Pandharpur Dham, and he entered the deity of Vitalnath. And then they say at the same time he entered Nityananda, because he is Nityananda. Hena Matte Navadvipe Vaise Visharup Bhakti Shunya Lokadeki Napaya Kotuka. In this way, Vishrup resided in Navadvip, and he was not pleased to see that people were bereft of bhakti. Bhakti Shunya. They were all jnanis and mayavadis and shaktas, materialistic tantrics. Learned, powerful, influential, but non-devotional Brahmins. They could go to Benares. It's called Varanasi now, right? The old name is Benares. Go to Varanasi, there's a Sanskrit academy there, and there's so many scholars and pandits, but they're all basically Advaitins and Mayavadis. The same thing was there 500 years ago. Navadvipa was a center of learning. What Varanasi is now, I suppose that's what Navadvipa was. Varanasi is a real headquarters for so many, even in India, there's so many universities, Indian universities in Varanasi, regular universities, what to speak of Sanskrit and say. Seat of education. It's also a seat of my bodies. So Navadvip, it just transferred. It was in Navadvip, and now it went to Varanasi, Benares. And it was also there at that time. It's a very old city. But he wasn't very happy. Vyavahara Made Mata Sakala Samsar Nakare Vaishnavayasha Mangala Vichar. Everyone in Navadvip at that time, 500 years ago, was intoxicated with pride over ordinary activities, sakala samsara, mada mata. They did not engage in glorification of the Vaishnavas, Vaishnavyasha mangala vichara. They didn't consider anything auspicious, mangala vichara. There was no consideration of the auspiciousness or the qualities, glories of the Vaishnavas, Vaishnavyasha mangala vichara. They had no consideration about the auspicious fame and all beneficial qualities of the Vaishnavas. They were simply absorbed in material activities. So they couldn't understand the position of Vaishnavas, how exalted and elevated and glorious they actually are. Puchadhira Mahotsave Kare Dhanavyaya Krishna Puja, Krishna Dharma, Keha Na Janaya. These mundane Brahmins and scholars spent all their wealth on festivals for their sons and family members. They did not know anything about the worship of Krishna or devotional service of Krishna. Krishna puja, Krishna dharma, they weren't engaged in any kind of worship, puja, or dharmic activities. Sanatana dharma was all. Dharma was just lokic dharma, marriages and birthday parties and other auspicious functions just to promote their material cause. Dharmart kam, that's all. Fathers spent whatever wealth they accumulated on marriages to and other occasions to increase the happiness of their children. No one thought that all their money should be spent for the worship of Krishna or to gain knowledge of Krishna and bhakti. As then, even today, thoughtless people, they think that helping the suffering, helping people who are suffering the results of their karma, is superior to worshiping Krishna or achieving knowledge of devotional service. So they the same thing 500 years ago. They said, "Oh, we should help the poor, help the suffering, help the downtrodden, the poor, the uneducated. Build the schools, build hospitals, feed the poor, give clothing." So this Ramakrishna mission, the Murugi mission, they were criticizing Gaudiya Math because the Gaudiya Math was giving spiritual education. They were spending money on, they were spending lakhs and lakhs on theistic exhibits. And at the time of Gaur Purnim, they spent lakhs and lakhs of rupees to make robots. They had robots and they had dioramas illustrating Krishna's Leela and pastimes and shlokas from the Bhagavad Gita and huge pandals and huge stages set up and music performances and all kinds of elaborate prasad distribution. Spending lakhs and lakhs in Bagh Bazaar and Calcutta and also in Mayapur and other places. In Bengal, so they were preaching the opposite. We said we were preaching Madhava Seva. By serving Madhava, everything is adjusted and everyone becomes happy. Put water in the roots of the tree and the whole tree grows healthy. Put food in the mouth and then the whole body is healthy. So this is, it seems that he's addressing that. 500 years ago, no one was interested, they're interested in helping the poor and doing some kind of charity like this. Text 85. Jata adya paka sabat tarka seva kane. Krishna bhakti krishna puja kichui na jane. All the teachers indulged in useless arguments. They didn't know anything about Krishna puja or Krishna service, Krishna bhakti or puja. While attempting to establish the prominence of useless mundane arguments, the learned teachers of Navadvip didn't have any understanding of worship of Krishna or the Krishna Supreme. Jariva padayakeya bhagavata gita sehanava kane bhakti kare shuksha chinta. Some of these scholars of Navadvip, they taught the Bhagavatam or the Gita, but they never mentioned devotional service. They simply engaged in shukshma chinta, dry speculation. Like today, so many Mayavadis give Gita seminars and Gita sammelans in Haridwar and Rishikesh, and they come to Delhi. There's useless arguments. No bhakti established there. Sarvastane visharupa takura vedai bhakti yoga nashuniya bhara dukapai. Vishwarup wandered here and there in Navadvip. He became unhappy because he never heard anything about devotional service to the Lord. Bharadukapai became very unhappy. Nashuni, Bhakti Yoga Nashuni. He never heard anything about Bhakti Yoga. Sakale Advaita Singha Purna Krishna Shakti Padaya Vashishta Vakane Krishna Bhakti. Only the lion-like Advaita Nasingha, being endowed with Krishna's full potencies, explained Krishna Bhakti while teaching Yoga Vashishta. Advaitera vyakya vuje hina konachi Vaishnavera agraganya nadijhara maje. Who could understand the explanations of Advaita? He was the topmost Vaishnava in Nadia. Vaishnava agrani. We have Agra Puja, which means the Puja, the most honored one. Chaturdike Visharupa Paya Mano Dukha Advaitarastane Save Paya Prema Sukha. Wherever he went, Visharupa felt unhappy. Mano Dukha, his mind was so unhappy. But when he met and associated with Advaita, he experienced the happiness of praying. ecstatic love. Niravaditake Prabhu Advaitara Sange Vishrupa Sahita Advaita Rasarange. Vishrup constantly remained in association with Advaita, and they both relished the mellows of ecstatic love, Rasarange. Parama Bhalaka Prabhu Goranga Sundara Kutila Kuntula Vesha Ati Manohar. At that time, when Vishrup as a young boy was associating with Advaita, Gaurasundara was just a young boy with curly hair and enchanting dress, Kutila Kuntala. You know, or Kutila, crooked Kutila. So Kutila Kuntala means crooked, I mean wavy hair. And Vesh, Manohar Vesh, his most enchanting and delightful mind-stealing clothing he was wearing. Gaurangu Sundara. Maye bhale vishambara jaha radha dhiya tamara bhaire jhata daki anagiya. Mother Sachi one day told Gauranga Sundara, Vishambara, go quickly and bring your brother Vishrup. Mayer adeshe prabhu dhaya vishambara sattvarayayla jhata advaitaragara. On the order of his mother Vishambara ran quickly to the house of Advaita. And that's the way to execute service. No procrastination, no hesitation. Immediately ran. He didn't just, well, take my time, stop at the ice cream store, get a candy bar or two, sit under this tree and enjoy. I have all day to get to Advaita's house. What's the hurry? He's not one of these contemporary disciples of modern gurus. Promptly, immediately, executed his mother's adesh, her order. Vishambara bale bhai bhakta kao gya bilamba nakara bale hasya hasya. Vishambara smiled and said to his elder brother, oh Vishrup, come quickly to eat lunch, don't be late. Hasya hasya, it was laughing as he said it. Harila sabara chitta prabhu vishambara sabe deke shishirup parama sundar. Lord Vishambara, Nimai Pandit, he captured everyone's heart as they gazed at his most attractive form as a child. Shishirup parama sundar. Mohita haiya chahe advaita acharya se mukha chahe sava pariharikarya. Advaitacharya forgot everything else and became struck with wonder as he looked at the face of the Lord. E matta pratidina mayara deshe vishrupe dhakibara chalete aise. In this way, in the order of his mother, Lord Vishambara daily went to Advaita's house on the pretext of calling Vishrup. Chintaya Advaita Chintaye Advaita Chitte Dekhi Vishambara Mora Chitta Hare Shishu Parama Sundar. When Advaita saw Vishambara, he thought, this most attractive child is stealing my heart. Mora Chitta Hare Shishu Parama Sundar. Parama Sundar, this exceedingly beautiful and attractive child is Chittahara. Mora Chittahara, he's stealing my mind. So that'd be nice. We should, all brahmacharis of the world should follow the example of Advaitacharya. Have their mind be stolen by the beautiful form of Lord Chaitanya, Lord Gauranga. His beautiful form, his beautiful name. Gauranga! 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 Our Mora Chitta Hare, Mora Chitta Hare, our minds shall be Hare, completely stolen by the beautiful, enchanting Manohar qualities of Gauranga's name and form and qualities and amazing Adbhuta Leela. Smora Chitta Harite Ki Pari Anyajan Eva Mohara Prabhu Mohi Moraman. Advaitacharya was thinking, this child, Vishambara, attracts my mind. He must be the Lord. For who else but the Lord can steal away my heart? It must be my Prabhu. It must be Bhagavan. It must be my Lord. Sarva Bhuta Ridaye Takora Vishambara Chintate Advaita Jata Chali Jayagar. Lord Vishnuvar dwells in the hearts of all living entities. Sarvabhutaridai. Sarvabhutaridai. As soon as Advaita would think like this, the Lord departed for home. He didn't want him to dwell too long. From contemplation of the objects of senses, one develops attachment. So he didn't want to, Vishnuvar didn't want to stay there long enough to let him get too attached. Niravhari Vishwarupa Advaitera Sange Chariya Samsara Sukha Guna Jaina Range. Vishwarupa rejected all worldly enjoyment and joyfully passed his time in the association of Advaitacharya. Advaitacharya ki jai. Vishwarupa Katari Kandete Vistar Ananta Charitra Nityananda Kalevar. Topics regarding Vishwarupa were elaborated in the Adikanda. He is not different from Nityananda, so his characteristics are unlimited. Ananta Charitra. Ananta Charitra, his character is unlimited. Can never reach the end of the descriptions of his sublime character of Nityananda Vishwarupa. Ishvarera Icha Sava Ishvara Sejane Vishrupa Sanyasa Karila Katadine. Only the Supreme Lord, Ishvara, knows the desire of the Supreme Lord. Ishvara Icha Ishvara Jane. Jane knows. Only he knows his desire. It's the same as anybody, actually. Only we know our desires. It's a good thing. If other people knew our desires, we'd have a lot less friends. A lot more enemies, probably. Within a short time, Vishrupa accepted sannyas. Vishrupa sannyas karila katadine. It says a short time, he grew up. Jagate vidita nam Sri Shankara Ranya Chalila Anantapate Vaishnava Graganya. Vishrupa then became known throughout the world as Sri Shankaranya. As he traversed the path of bhakti to Lord Krishna, he became celebrated as the topmost Vaishnava. Vaishnava Graganya, which is also the term that was used to describe Advaitacharya. Vaishnava Graganya. By the association of Advaita Prabhu, Vishrupa left home and traversed the path of bhakti as a sannyasi named Shankaranya. When his mother Sachi saw that Vishrupa left home because of the association of Advaita Prabhu, she became unhappy with Advaita. Although Sachi did not publicly criticize the behavior of Advaita, she nevertheless enacted the pastime of committing an offense against Advaita. Kari dhanda grahana chalila visharup niravari ayira vadare shoki buk. After Vishrupa took sannyas and departed, Mother Shachi's heart was constantly filled with shok, grief. Mane mane ghane ayi haiya shustir Advaita se morapucha karila bahir. When Mother Shachi became pacified, she thought, Advaita induced my son to leave home. Tadapya ayi vaishnava pararabhai kichina balaye mane mahadukapai. Yet, out of fear of offending a Vaishnava, Mother Shachi did not say anything, but she kept her grief concealed within. Mane mukad Mahaduk. She was extremely distressed. Vishwambara deki sava pasarila duka Prabhu oma yera bhara badayan badayajena sukha. Shachimata forgot all her distress when she saw Vishwambara. And the Lord also endeavored to increase her happiness in the absence of his older brother. Make up for what she lost. Daive katadine prabhu karila prakash niravari advaitera samati vilas. After the Lord revealed himself in due course of time, he constantly enjoyed pastimes with Advaita. Now he's following the same path of his older brother. Vishrup went to Advaita. Now Vishvambara, two Vishwas, Vishwarup and Vishvambara. And he's also enjoying pastimes, samhati vilas. And as happened with Vishwarup, then Chariya Samsara Sukha Prabhu Vishvambara, Lakshmi Parihari Taki Advaita Ragar. Lord Vishvambara then rejected all worldly happiness. He gave up the company of his wife, Lakshmi, and passed all his time in the home of Advaita. Since Sri Gaurahari gave up the association of his own wife, Lakshmi Devi, and passed his time with Advaita Prabhu, Sachi Devi's apathy for Advaita Prabhu began to increase, as one could expect. Narehi grahite putra hina dekiyai, eho putra nila mora acharya gosai, se duke sabaye balilena ai, ke bali advaita, dvaita upara gosai. This is the clincher. This is the aparad. Se duke sabaye balilena ai. Feeling so much distress, ai means mother. Mother, ai. Ke bale, who says? Ke bolo, because ki becomes ke in this construction. Ke bolo. Ke bale advaita. Who says he's advaita? Dvaita o bhara gosai. This big gosai is actually dvaita. Chandra sama eka pucha karila bahir. Eho pucha nadilena kari bharistir. Anatini. Anat. Anatini moreta kaharo nahidaye. Jagate advaita mohe se dvaita maya. Dvaita maya. Sabe e aparada arakichanai. Ihara lagia bhakti nadena gosai. When Mother Sachi saw that her second and only youngest son was not staying at home, but rather staying with Advaita Acharya all the time and not associating with his beautiful chaste wife Lakshmi Devi, nor his mother, Mother Sachi said, Advaita Acharya Gosai Advaita will take away this son also. In lamentation, Sachi continued, why is he called Advaita? This Gosai is actually Dvaita. He has already induced one of my moon-like sons, Vishwarup, to leave home, and now he will not leave my other son, Vishvambara, in peace. I am a widow. I have lost my husband, Jagannath Mishra, and my eldest son. No one has compassion on me. He is Advaita to the world, but he is bewildering me with a network of duality. This was Sachimata's only offense, nothing else. For this reason, Lord Vishvambara denied to bestow prema bhakti upon her. Purport in Saraswati Thakur. In an angry mood, Sachi Devi said, now I have only one son left in my family. Since by his counsel, Advaita Prabhu engaged my other son in the principles of sannyas, I am deprived of his service. Vishrup has gone away to take sannyas. Now, Advaita is giving counsel to my other son, Vishvambara. Therefore, even though Advaita Prabhu is known as Advaita to the world, he is covering me with a network of illusion. Text 118, 119. Ekale jay Vaishnavera bhara chotabali. Nishchintai takuka jay janibe katakale. Jananira lakshay shiksha guru bhagavan. Vaishnava pararaka karajena sabadan. Let those who consider some Vaishnavas as superior and some as inferior remain free from anxiety for now. But in due course of time, they will come to learn. The Supreme Lord, the instructing master of all, cautioned everyone about Vaishnava Parad, using his mother as an example. This is Vrindavan is saying. In other words, some people consider one Vaishnava superior, another inferior. They may be okay, happy for now, but they won't be happy for long. It's such a type of dualistic vision or measuring and weighing and calculating. He's a big devotee, he's a small fry. He's a little punk. He's a little devotee. We don't have to honor him. This is offensive mentality. Chaitanya Simhara Gya Karila Langan Nabuji Vaishnavinde Payibena Bandan. Anyone who transgresses the order of the lion-like Lord Chaitanya by blaspheming Vaishnavas will suffer the bondage of material existence.